Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, your source for open-source intelligence for crypto, dated November 14, 2025. Today we look at recent market movements, institutional activity, and regulatory developments shaping the crypto space. XRP is trading down 3.12% at $2.32, with Solana also falling nearly 6% to $145. Bitcoin dominance remains substantial but is facing pressure amid a broader market dip. The newly launched Canary XRP ETF drew significant attention, recording $26 million in trading volume within the first 30 minutes, well above its initial $17 million target. On its first day, total volume reached $59 million, matching the year's highest ETF debut volume set by a Solana ETF. This marks the first U.S. spot ETF linked to XRP and indicates strong institutional interest. XRP's price edged up to $2.40 following the ETF launch, although traders will watch to see if this momentum holds. Meanwhile, Bitcoin has fallen below the $100,000 mark for the third time this month. Data shows over $683 million in liquidations within a single day, with $556 million coming from long positions. Long-term holders have shed approximately 815,000 BTC over the last month, the highest outflow since January 2024. These factors combine for a bearish market sentiment around Bitcoin, compounded by ongoing volatility and forced liquidations. Open interest in Bitcoin derivatives currently stands near $140 billion, down from earlier levels before a $19 billion crash wiped out positions in October. Institutional activity is also notable beyond Bitcoin and XRP. ARK Invest acquired about $30 million in shares of Circle, the issuer of the USDC stablecoin, reflecting confidence in the stablecoin sector's growth. The Czech National Bank made headlines by purchasing Bitcoin for a $1 million test portfolio, marking the first known direct Bitcoin purchase by a central bank. This move signals growing experimentation with digital assets and official reserve strategies. Taiwan is also examining Bitcoin as a potential strategic reserve asset, with a government-led review underway. Stablecoin adoption is expanding, highlighted by Cash App's rollout of a USDC feature on the Solana network. This addition enhances transfer capabilities and aligns with ongoing momentum from supporters like Jack Dorsey. Meanwhile, regulatory scrutiny remains elevated, especially with new ETF launches and central banks exploring crypto holdings. Crypto stocks, particularly mining companies, have declined over 20%, reflecting caution toward macroeconomic uncertainties. On the technology side, Dromos Labs unveiled Aero, a decentralized exchange combining two Layer 2 DEXs. Aero integrates liquidity across several blockchain networks, aiming to boost trading efficiency. Ethereum's DeFi sector continues making strides in security and usability, with Vitalik Buterin noting improvements that bring on-chain savings closer to traditional banking safety. Ethereum leaders have also released the Trustless Manifesto, advocating for decentralization standards to prevent centralization risks. Looking ahead, Bitcoin's ability to reclaim support between $97,500 and $100,000 will be critical to gauge if a bullish reversal is possible or if further declines may occur. The Canary XRP ETF's launch may provide renewed interest for ETF investors, while developments in stablecoins and institutional involvement point to long-term growth prospects. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.